Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. This is the time in our service where we take the Lord's Supper together. It's a time where we can remember the gospel, the cross of Christ, and what happened at that cross to save us from our sins. Let me read Romans 3, 21 through 26. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. This passage is the good news of the gospel, but it follows a lot of bad news. From Romans 1:18 through Romans 1:20, the scene is very much like a heavenly courtroom, and all of mankind is on trial. There are three main problems that have developed in this courtroom. Number one is that all of mankind, without fail, are unrighteous. They're guilty before God because everybody has sinned. Number two, not only are we unrighteous, but we are slaves to that sin. And number three, in order for God to be just, he must punish us with wrath. But this passage that we just read answers every single one of these problems that developed in the courtroom. Look at them with me. The first problem, all mankind is guilty or unrighteous before God. But here in this passage, we read in verse 21 that now the righteousness of God has been revealed. And according to verse 22, it is for all who believe. This is a righteousness that is given to the unrighteous. It's so that they can be righteous. God makes the guilty not guilty. This act of God declaring one righteous, of counting his righteousness to be theirs, is called justification. As mentioned in 3:24, they are justified by his grace as a gift. The second problem, though, of all mankind is that not only are we guilty before God, but we are slaves to our sin. Look again at verse 24. Are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Though this righteousness is given freely as a gift, it did not come without price. But note that verse 24 doesn't say through the price or through the purchase, but it says through the redemption. Redemption is a kind of purchase where you buy someone out of slavery or imprisonment. We are slaves to our sin, and we need to be purchased out of that slavery. That's redemption. Finally, all of mankind are guilty before God. We're enslaved to our sin, therefore deserving a just wrath from God. Where does the wrath go? For those whom God declares righteous and redeems from their slavery to sin, where did the wrath go? The answer is in 3:25. Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood. When there is blood, that means that a death occurred. This isn't our blood, but it was our death. It was our wrath. And Christ Jesus took it on our behalf. Propitiation means anger that has been satisfied. This is the wrath that Christ bore for all who believe in him. And through all of this, God remained just. Look at verse 26. It was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Even though he's letting the guilty go free and declaring them not guilty, he is still right. Because the anger, the wrath, it didn't go away. It was poured out on Christ. So the last question that we need to ask is, who is this righteousness for? Is it only for the rich? Is it only for the poor? Is it only for those who grow up in Christian families? Does God make any distinctions on who he gives us righteousness to? Look at verse 22. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. There is no distinction. This righteousness is available to your neighbor, to your children, to your coworkers. This righteousness is available to you, to anyone who believes. If you are here right now and you stand justified, it's because God didn't make a distinction when he declared you righteous. When we take the bread and juice, we proclaim the Lord's death and what was happening on that cross 2,000 years ago. God was making the guilty not guilty by making the not guilty guilty. This is no small thing that we remember right now. For all those who believe, the cross of Jesus Christ solved your three major problems in your life. Your guilt before God, your slavery to sin, and the divine wrath that you and I deserve. And God, through all of this, remained just. So take this time now, believer, and remember God's grace given to you. Remember you are no longer guilty before a holy God. Examine your heart and turn away from any sin that you're holding on to. And if you are unwilling to repent from any sin, just let the bread and juice pass you by and please talk to somebody afterward. If you're here this morning and you have, by your own admission, never put your faith in Christ Jesus, then we're glad that you're here. But again, this is a time for believers. But you can believe in Jesus Christ right now, and God can declare you righteous before him, not guilty. So as the men come forward, take the bread and the juice, and we'll take it on our own.